Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you for being a Tolo. Turn it on, leave it on, and everybody knows that this week is committed to one game and one game alone, Kevin, and that is the big game.
Oh, my God.
We all know what the big game means to us, and we're very committed to what's going to happen in that game. So you know what? Everything that encompasses that game, we do this segment that we like to call Big Game Gumbo.
I've got a new team. Well, I've got a team that you definitely need to root for in the Super Bowl. Do you like Mattress Mac?
No, he's a Houston Astros fan.
So you're against him?
They cheated.
Okay.
Now, do you not remember the stories we've done on all the cheating?
Yes.
All the banging they've been doing?
Yes.
And the mattress man was there for all the banging.
Man, that makes sense if you think about it. So Mattress Mac has already bet $2 million in the postseason against the Kansas City Chiefs. He lost. So now he's bet $1 million on the San Francisco 49ers to win the Super Bowl. So if you need yet another reason to cheer for the Kansas City Chiefs, watching Mattress Mac go down in flames is your reason.
This dude, like, it's all insured, right? Like, it's all, and Bassick's telling us that he's from Dallas.
Here.
He just, his company is in Houston.
It's okay. The betting is not insured. It was the promotion that he did if the Astros won the World Series or the Rockets, whatever other team goes next. If they were to win the contest, that part was insured.
Yeah, he grew up here. He is a good baseball player here.
Okay.
Long time ago.
I want him to fail because he's cheering for the teams I want to lose.
The mattress business just makes that much money all the time?
He has furniture, too, I believe.
Furniture business? I thought a Nebraska furniture store was putting everybody out of business.
Maybe so. I don't know. Is Nebraska Furniture Mart in Houston?
Oh, yeah, I guess not. They're only in Nebraska.
Well, here's your note right here. He has a net worth of approximately $300 million.
Good God, that's a lot of money.
God, how much does furniture cost to make? Because we surely pay a lot for it if people are making $300 million.
Man, no kidding. Furniture is expensive.
How much is that couch? It's $2,000. How much did it cost to make? $15.
God, we are in the wrong business. Yeah, do you want a pizza or to make a couch? Like, I feel like I'm going to pick the couch.
Pizza
now
costs 15 cents to make, and they charge 10 bucks.
That's fine. It doesn't
feel like 100% profit.
It doesn't feel like that level. No, that level of inflation when the money's lower like that. All right. So, let's talk some more about betting. So, the line moved in some places, including the MGM, from Chiefs by 1 to Chiefs by 1.5. One of the reasons is somebody bet $550,000 on the Chiefs. This is in addition to previous bets at the MGM for $200,000 and $150,000. And so, that's why the line has started to move. And some people think that the smart money or the big money will also come in on the 49ers later in the week. But now, if you see the line move, it's because a lot of money is coming in on the Chiefs.
So when is the best time to bet on the Super Bowl? Like early or late?
If you think that you're going to bet in the opposite way that most of the public's going to go, bet late. Because, like, let's say, so the Chiefs opened as like a 1-point favorite. Well, if all the money came in on the Chiefs, you could get it up to 2, 2.5, 3 points. And then you're like, great, because I'm picking the 49ers either way. And so then you get, or if you go on the money line, then the odds are more and more in your favor. Instead of getting like 1.2 to 1, maybe you could get like 2 to 1 on your money.
All right.
And a better came in. What do you think is the over-under? This seems like an under to me, but What do you think the over-under is on players attempting, like non-quarterbacks playing, attempting a pass in the game?
The over-under?
Yeah.
1.5.
It's 2.5.
Okay. Well, I mean, you might need to pull two out of the hat, you know? That might be the thing. So I think that they think one is going to happen for sure.
Yeah.
But maybe both teams have that one play.
All right.
So that's probably what they're laying that down for.
Would you like to know some famous celebrities that cheer for each team? Here's what I'm going to do.
Chippy, you like celebrities?
Yeah.
Like Post Malone?
Trust me, he's in. We got 10 for the Chiefs and 10 for the 49ers. You tell me which lineup has better celebrity.
I already know one for the Chiefs.
All right. Paul Rudd.
Yep.
Eric Stonestreet from Modern Family. Henry Cavill? Cable?
Who's Stone Street from Modern Family? Which one is he? Luke?
He is Cam.
Oh, okay. All right.
Henry Cavill, the worst Superman. Melissa Etheridge. Rob Riggle.
Come to my window.
Brad Pitt.
What? When did he become a Chiefs fan? Like, that popped up out of nowhere.
He went to Mizzou.
I get it, but it just popped up out of nowhere. He's never claimed them.
David Koechner.
Who?
Jason, you know him. He's like the ball.
Naming a lot of dudes here.
Yeah,
where are the ladies at?
Where are the ladies?
He's the Todd Packer from The Office.
Gotcha.
Would be the way.
I like him.
Jason Sudeikis. Heidi Garner. And Tech Nine.
Oh.
So that's your matchup.
Pretty good.
For the Chiefs.
Pretty solid output
right
there.
Yeah, Tech Nine from KC.
This is it for the San Francisco 49ers. Huey Lewis.
Oh, then win.
Wow.
Huey Lewis. My wife always calls him Huey Lewis in the Sunday news just to irritate me, but. Yeah,
that would irritate me. Jeremy Renner.
Win.
E40.
All right.
Andy Samberg. Dana Carvey. Allison Brie.
Dana Carvey was too big to fail. All right.
He was. Allison Brie.
Yeah. That's a win. She wins all alone.
Whole thing's about to change.
What?
Rob Schneider.
I like Rob Schneider.
Okay.
I think he's funny because you can do it.
All night long.
Marissa Miller.
I went to school with her. Oh, the model?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't go to school with that one.
Jennifer Garner and America-hating Danny Glover.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Danny Glover hates America so much.
Everybody's mad about your Superman take.
Yeah, lots of people hate your
Are
Superman
they really?
Take.
Yeah,
first
pissed.
Off, this week you said that Superman and Batman weren't comparable, that Batman was better, and now you're taking shots at Henry Cavill.
And anybody who says he's the best Superman, wrong. Who's the best Superman?
Dean Cain. Despite his political views.
You know what? What?
What?
I don't know about his political views. You know what? Maybe I was confusing him with Brandon Routh. Brandon Routh was the worst. He's super boring. Maybe he's the worst Superman.
Oh, yeah. He was the worst.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He was totally the worst.
All right. I'll back off that. I apologize, but Dean Cain is the best
Henry Cavill's actually pretty solid, man.
He can be second or whatever, but he's not the best.
I will say this.
Is it still 49ers?
Shippy, the 49ers, they had more ladies.
Yeah.
And lots of very attractive women. Like Marissa Miller's swimsuit, Sports Illustrated model.
Allison Brie.
Yeah. Allison Brie. So I don't want to go to a party that's just a bunch of us. All right. I want to go to a party that's got mixed company.
We need some variety.
All right. I need my party to be multiple. So that's the kind of party I want to be at. There you go. Bam. Sorry, man. I want the Chiefs to win, but I want to hang out with the Niners groups.
It really doesn't feel like you want the Chiefs to win.
I do. I really do.
All right.
Because I want to see Pat Mahomes be legendary as a quarterback.
Do you want to be legendary? What if I told you you could get on the Super Bowl field on Sunday?
I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't. I have other things I have to do.
Ooh, but you could.
No. My wife will not let me go to Miami.
I can go.
Oh, yeah. He can go.
Fans who use hashtag NFL Twitter will be eligible to have their tweets included with the social media platform. Approximately 100 unique messages will be printed on the confetti that drops on the field for the victors.
That's dumb.
Man, what Shippy just said is the absolute verbiage that is on Corey's face right now. Corey, they're like, if I could not translate any better the look on Corey's face than what Shippy said. Congratulations, gentlemen. That was amazing.
So I put a hashtag out there, and what do I have to put on there?
Hashtag NFL Twitter, which is dumb.
And then whatever else I post, they're going to print it on the confetti?
I would be willing to wager that their social media manager has some, like, discernment here, because my God, if they just randomly pick 100 tweets, I want to see some of that confetti.
There's only going to be 100 pieces of confetti?
Well, that's going to be a terrible party.
100 messages across it, you know, because it's going to be like...
George Kittle's going to have a piece of confetti in his mouth that says, that's dumb for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yes. Or like, a hot dog is a sandwich. Hashtag NFL Twitter. Like, that's what should be going on around there. I mean, I don't believe that, but I'm just saying. So, there you go.
That is dumb. My problem is, like, how are you going to... I think all the confetti should have printed stuff. Like, how are you ever going to find it? How are you ever going to know?
Don't half-ass this.
Somebody's going to be like, hey, yeah, Dez caught it confetti. That's what it should
Ooh,
say.
Ooh, see, I support that. Corey, do you want the story that will just be, you know, informational for you? Or do you want the story that's going to infuriate you?
Oh, man, I want fury because I'm starting to get shots taken at me about my Dean Cain comments.
ESPN
oh, no.
has their experts weigh in about who's going to win the Super Bowl.
How many experts do they have?
27.
That's too many experts!
I lied, Corey.
What? You can never have too many.
It's 49.
Are you kidding me?
49 experts?
Can't have 49 experts. That's a panel. That's not
you're
experts.
You're no longer experts if you're 49. Yeah.
You're,
what the hell?
Experts are a very small group of people.
That's dumb.
I lied, Corey.
It's 107.
It's 65.
Oh, my God. Tell me you didn't lie again. Kevin, if
What's
you lied to me three times.
I lied, Corey.
Oh, my God.
But this time it's for real. 78.
You can't have 78 experts.
They have 78 experts. 30 of them picked the 49ers?
Yeah, what?
And 48 of them picked the Chiefs.
See? No.
How many experts is too many?
Well, half of those are not experts because one of them is going to be wrong. And if they're experts, then they don't get it wrong.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Experts are never wrong.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Half of them are going to get the answer wrong.
No,
if you get
experts,
it wrong, you're not an expert.
That experts are never wrong?
Right. Because you're an expert, Kevin. You don't get things wrong if you're an expert. That's what the word means. Mm-hmm. You have the knowledge base of the topic so well that you can't. You can't be fooled.
Because you're an expert.
Because you're an expert.
Mm-hmm.
And that nobody else has the type of knowledge base as you because you are the expert.
I miss the Montreal experts.
That's not...
Hey, by the way, Kevin from the 817, if Booger is an expert, that counts at negative 10.
That's true.
Oh, man, I'm pretty sure he's on the list.
Yeah, he is on that list.
If you want to change it... All right.
From the 214, ESPN doesn't need Romo if they got that many experts.
Hey, that's a good point. I want to see a 77-man booth. Like, you each get a play to decide. You guys are going to do these next two plays, then we move on to the next.
Oh, this infuriates me. From the 214, 78 is 9 too many. Even that number is still too many experts.
Yeah, that number is always spot on. For the first time in the 54-year history of the Super Bowl, Corey... Both of the teams have primarily red as their color. How excited are you for that?
Well, the history says that red wins the super, like wins championship games or games. The study shows that the color red wins more often because it's looked at as more regal. So like blue's always there. It's red and then blue. But it is pretty cool that that's happening this year. Now, which ones are going to go with the red jersey? And which ones are going with the white jersey? Do we know?
I think the Chiefs are going red. I'll double check on that. I was more enamored by the fact that this was the first ever meeting of more than one red team. I thought that that was super neat.
In the 817, y'all just ruined the word expert for me. Thanks for that.
Yeah, I mean, blame ESPN. Don't blame us.
From the 972, I'd be mad if I was one of the 79 guys and our experts and all I got to announce were the punts.
Yeah.
But if you're the punting expert, like that's something that you can be good about.
That's true. Hey, in the meantime, if the whole Super Bowl thing doesn't work out for him, Tyreek Hill said he wants to try out for the Olympics. He said, hopefully after the seed, if I'm healthy and still my mind is in the right place and I haven't beat the F out of a woman or something,
he didn't say that.
I really want to try out to qualify for the Olympics. So he wants to try to be in the Olympics. But now for the story that I feel like you have all been waiting for. Corey, I need you to be truly honest right here. Are you familiar with the adult website Cam Soda?
If I told you that they did not send me an email yesterday letting me know what they are doing, I would be lying. But I got three emails from them and thought I was hacked.
So Cam Soda is offering all the players from the Chiefs and 49ers free webcams for their house so they'll know that their house isn't being robbed during the Super Bowl.
They should just use DFW security.
That is true. If you'll recall, Yasiel Puig in the 2017 World Series and then Gronk a few years back are examples of superstars who got robbed during their championship series. So everybody knows that the Chiefs players aren't going to be home, that the 49ers players aren't going to be home. So the porn website has said, hey, we will give
adult
you...
film.
Okay, fine. Yeah, and she's a dancer. I got it. Stop
she's
it.
Just a waitress.
So they are offering the 49ers and Chiefs webcams so they know what's going on.
Just working the waitress group.
That's always the hottest one. Is like,
is it?
Yeah, I feel like it is. Would you take up this offer from Cam Soda, or do you think it would be some sort of like...
I already have a security
system.
I already have a security system is what I'm going to say. Listen, I'm an NFL player. I have a security system. I'm going to be fine.
And there's never any accidental like feed interference or anything. That's what I feel like. Is you're, if you get the Cam Soda webcams, like all of a sudden there's going to be people humping on your TV. What?
What?
Fine, I know how to fix this. Here's your opportunity to win
$1,000.
Text the word relief to, that's R-E-L. Oh my God. Text the word relief, R-E-L-I-E-F, to 72881 right now. That's relief to 72881. Do that right now. Chance to win $1,000. It could take a load off your mind. It definitely can, but you got to be part of our national contest. Text relief to 72881 right now. Coming up next, all the prop bets for the Super Bowl, plus which three states gambled the most last year. Talk about all of that next right here on The Fan.
All right, we got a couple of breaking news things happening. Breaking news on 105.3 The Fan is powered by Radio.com Sports, brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Do you want the football breaking news or the basketball breaking news, Kevin?
Ooh, give me basketball.
Oh, crap. This one's going to take longer to explain.
Okay, give me football.
All right, good. That was the better decision. Terry Bradshaw has announced that he and Troy Aikman will help induct Jimmy Johnson into Canton.
Wow.
According to Bradshaw. He will put the gold jacket on Johnson's shoulders on stage in Canton, and Troy Aikman will be the video presenter for him.
Okay.
So that is, you know, we kept bringing up the Jerry Jones combination, but I guess, you know, Jimmy and Terry have lots of great conversation. That's weird. A Steeler.
And a Cowboy. I don't like it.
I don't like this at all. But it's the ultimate move, isn't it? Like, that's totally Jimmy Johnson. I mean, he's worked really for a really long time with Terry Bradshaw, but having Troy Aikman as the video presenter is, you know, you knew that would happen. That's pretty special.
I mean, look, I'm still happy that he's going into the Hall of Fame. I just don't love this combination.
Who would you rather have?
I mean, just for the show of it, obviously, I'd rather have Jerry.
You can't.
But short of that, you know what? You know who I want out there? Darren Woodson.
Yeah. Woodson's spectacular.
So Darren Woodson, the first thing I would want him to say, then he can make it all about Jimmy. He would be, Just feels right standing up on the stage.
Yeah.
And then he can make it all about Jimmy.
Now, the full release on the NBA, Kevin, breaking news here, is that the NBA has changed their All-Star Game format. Have you seen the news on this?
No.
Here are some of the changes. Both NBA All-Star teams will play for Chicago-based community organizations as selected by team captains Giannis and LeBron. The teams will compete to win each of the first three quarters, all of which will start with the score of 0-0 and will be 12 minutes long. So they're only going to play three quarters.
Okay.
And they're going to start at 0-0. At the start of the fourth quarter, the game clock will be turned off and the final target score will be set. The final target score will be determined by taking the leading team's total cumulative score through three quarters and adding 24 points.
Oh, this sounds complicated.
The 24 representing Kobe Bryant's uniform number. Once the final target score is set, the teams will play an untimed fourth quarter with the first team to reach the final target score will be the NBA All-Star Game winner.
Okay, and you know what? I had heard some people talk about, like, they should change 21 or whatever to 24. Or call it Kobe from now on, like when you're playing out in the playground or whatever. So I guess this is like a variation of that. Okay.
If the cumulative score for the first three quarters is 100-95, the final target score will be set at 124. To win the NBA All-Star Game, the team with 100 points would need to score 24 points in the fourth quarter before the team with 95 points scores 29 points.
Okay.
If that makes any
sense. Yeah, I gotcha.
So, and the community organization selected by the winner of each the first three quarters will receive $100,000, a total of $300,000 donated to the charity of the three quarters. The winner of each of the first three quarters is going to be the team with the higher score at the end of the 12-minute quarter. So, there you go. There you go. That's competitive right there, right? That creates competition because now it really does only come down to this fourth quarter.
And it goes to a worthy cause, it sounds like. So, that's nice, too. I like that.
Yeah, so there you go. That is your breaking news of the day. Jimmy Johnson going to be inducted by Terry Bradshaw and Troy Aikman and new NBA All-Star Game format with Luka right there in the forefront. In your face, Kevin.
Okay.
All right, let's go ahead and get some of these bets down, man. You're going to make some bets now?
Yeah, what do you got for me?
I don't know. You said there were top three states in wagering.
Yes, we do. So here's what I was going to toss out for you while we get some of the prop bets going. The three states that had the most wagered in 2019. So number one is still Nevada, right? And that makes sense since, you know, Las Vegas exists and stuff like that. So that definitely makes sense. But check this out. It's $5.3 billion. Second is New Jersey, which is already up to $4.5 billion.
Oh, geez.
And then Pennsylvania is third at $1.9 billion. So I know it takes a big drop off, but, and I know they had Atlantic City already and everything like that, but just think about how much of a surge New Jersey has made and how Pennsylvania is already up to almost $2 billion in sports wagering. $2 billion. That's how big of a market this is. Can you imagine how quickly Texas would make up the gap on that? Like,
yeah.
If we made wagering legal here?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out just how much money gets spent. But that's the thing is, I'm betting Oklahoma, Louisiana, like those states are like, please don't. If y'all do make it legal in Texas, we're going to lose a lot of our financial ways.
Yep.
Because, you know, Shreveport dominates there. And,
yep.
And you know, the Windstar and everything is so close that those connections really are helpful to them. So it probably is in their best interest to float a little finances and lobbying stuff in the direction of the state of Texas so that Texas doesn't do something like that. Do we have plans?
Nope. And one of the reasons is, I got to tread carefully with this, but look, it is what it is. Sometimes the world of politics and sports intersect. Is I have heard on numerous occasions that Governor Abbott and the, you know, largely Republican-led House is not interested in this. And I think the reason is for some, there's still this old-timey thought about gambling and how that brings in the riffraff and all of this and that, which I don't really understand given that, what, like 25 years ago or whatever, that Texas allowed the lottery. The lottery is 100% gambling. But for whatever reason, that's okay because they're like, well, the money goes to the kids and the schools. I mean, not really, but some of it does, I guess. But that's not why they instituted it. That's the only reason they were allowed to institute it, because they said some of the money will go to the schools. Fine. Do the same thing here again. Say more of the money is going to go to the schools, or is going to go to homeless shelters, or it's going to go to whatever the appropriate cause is. Then why not do it? I get the Shreveport and, you know, Thackerville, they have people pushing their way. But you could wipe all of that out if you wanted to, if you were Texas and you decided that you were going to allow gambling. But they always show charts about how, like, close states are. Texas is not in the mix. Like, there are not active bills that have an opportunity to pass the Texas House that would legalize gambling.
What do you think would get passed first? Because I see a lot of these texts coming in right now. Weed or gambling?
In Texas?
Because I did see
gambling.
I did see a post from the governor that said never in this state.
So there you go. I mean, I already felt confident about gambling before that, but now I definitely feel confident about that, which is, I don't know how much longer you can slow down the marijuana thing. Like, that just seems to be the way the world is going, and it might be the same thing with the sports gambling. And by the way, I think that is a very outdated notion on sports gambling. Like, it's not run by the mob anymore. It doesn't bring in, you know, alcohol and prostitution or whatever the thought is. Like, you can have gambling just fine, and everybody will be okay.
All right, I got some other prop bets. Is that are you done with the three greatest states in the world, Kevin?
That makes me sad we're not on that list.
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe we are. You know, I love Texas.
Are we a top three state in your heart?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're top one.
Okay, good.
Shippy, what do you think about the state of Texas?
Number one. A big
and bright. See? Deep in the heart of Texas.
No, people were careful when they clapped.
Pat Mahomes, passing yards, Kevin. Over-under is 305. Are you going to bet this or not?
Oh, my God. That is so high.
Seems low for him, though.
Yeah. Oh, that.
Hold on. Real quick. I got to go look at this, Kevin, because it doesn't seem reasonable to do this.
I might take the under. Oh, I feel wrong.
How many times has Pat Mahomes thrown for over 300 yards in his career?
I mean, it feels like the answer should be lots.
Yeah.
Most.
That's what I mean. Like,
has he started 28 games or something?
Yeah. I feel like the way you look at this situation is, what's their best way of winning? And Andy Reid is probably going to say, and the best way to win is to throw the football. All right, Kevin. He did not throw. He all right. 273 yards against Houston, 76 yards against Denver. He got injured. All right. So the first five games of the season, he threw for over 300 yards. Then he threw for 400 yards. Had a couple games. Most games he throws for over 300 yards. So
okay. So maybe this isn't. Maybe betting the under is a bad idea. You know what? I still might take the under.
How long will it take Demi Lovato to win to sing the national anthem? Over 2 minutes, minus 200. Under 2 minutes, plus 180.
Well, two is high. Usually the over-under is like 156, so I guess I would take the under, but there's no money to be made there. Minus 200? That means for every 200 bucks you put down, you'd only get 100 back.
Yeah, here's my situation, Kevin. It's a power move to take up time, right? Like, that's just your, hey, I'm going to make you wait on me. And Demi Lovato is a superstar, all right? She will make people wait on her to finish this thing. So I think it's going to be an over.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's money to be made there.
Which team is going to score first, the Niners or the Chiefs? Minus 110 for both.
Oh, I'll take the Chiefs on that.
You will?
Yeah. I think so.
But the Chiefs have had a lack of interest.
True. They don't care about the man. And that's funny because, you know, that's my favorite prop bet is, will the 49ers blow a 28-3 lead? And you can get 100-1 on your money. So, man, maybe I do need to rethink some of this.
Longest touchdown of the game, 44 and a half yards, minus 110. Under 44 and a half yards, minus 110.
So it's a push. I think I would take the over, especially because, like, we talked about this earlier in the week. 49ers love to run a base zone defense. Well, if you sit in a base zone defense, Pat Mahomes is going to annihilate you over the span of the game. But then if you push for more man-to-man, obviously that opens up the opportunity for a bombed Tyreek Hill or whoever else. So I think I'll take the over.
Pat Mahomes is more accurate in the 44-plus range, Kevin, than he is for 0.5 yards. Also, Tyreek Hill runs 44.5 yards faster than Richard Sherman runs 20. So I think they're going to go deep a lot. Which song will J-Lo sing first at halftime?
Get Waiting right. for tonight.
No, he's not deep in the heart. They're Miami.
Deep in the heart. So?
She's not going to sing. She's not even from. There's no connection.
She might be like, plot twist, and then do this.
Nobody would see that coming.
Yeah.
Get right, minus 400. Anything else, plus 300.
Oh. Well, that's very entertaining, Corey. And I know we're on a high right now, but I have some terrible news for you. Bobby Corrala, per Rick Carlisle, Luca turned his right ankle in practice.
No.
They're working on turning it back the other way.
No.
Oh,
no.
Wait. Oh, not that.
Oh, God. It broke it?
Not that part.
Oh, okay.
His status for tomorrow is unknown. So
this is the saddest day.
I mean, it
for his ankle. I mean, well, I guess when he really got hurt really bad, it was a pretty sad day.
Yeah, it's going to be okay.
But, man, we're sitting here trying to make a run to the playoffs, and we're in sixth place, and we need him because you know what happens when we don't have him?
Yeah.
That's not good, dude.
We'll see what we can do.
What are we going to have to? He's going to have to practice with splints on or something.
Okay, well, or he'll just miss a game.
Wear
it's going to be okay.
Ankle braces,
it's
going to
be okay, Corey.
God, learn a lesson.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's cross talk with the G-Bag Nation. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.